To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. News that Buckley Space Force Base could be used to detain immigrants ahead of deportation led Democratic Congressman Jason Crow to visit the installation in Aurora yesterday. The military said last week it would hold immigrants there for processing as part of the Trump administration's large-scale deportation plans. But Crow said that he was assured that won't be the case.
I have been told that it will not be used to house immigrants and detainees, that it will only be used as a staging location for law enforcement and a coordination center for ongoing operations.
Crow, a former Army Ranger, opposes U.S. military involvement in immigration enforcement. Many of Colorado's 40,000 federal workers are among those being told by the Trump administration to decide if they want to resign. They're told they have a Thursday deadline and would get severance pay through September. A Federal News Network survey found 7 in 10 federal workers say they need more information in order to decide. Here's the network's Tom Temin.
The biggest questions are, what about my continued health care? Can I work somewhere else while this is going on? And bit by bit, the Office of Personnel Management, which has basically been cut by about 90%, they have been adding information.
Another key question, whether there's actually federal money appropriated for the buyout offer. Colorado Springs faces a lawsuit over the city council's decision to put the issue of recreational marijuana sales back to voters. Adam Gillard leads El Paso County's Progressive Veterans, who filed the suit with a local cannabis dispensary. He says the council's vote violates election rules.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that some of these city council members, you know, they get elected by, you know, a few thousand votes, and then they're trying to inflict that vision on a city as large as us.
Colorado Springs voters approved recreational sales in November, but the council remains opposed. This is CPR News and KRCC.